Get ready to join Pastor Anthony Clark every Saturday from 8:30 p.m. for 30 minutes of life-changing, spirit-inspired teaching from the Word of God.
Focus on God's Word Ministry is designed to teach you the Word of God, enabling you to live better with God, yourself, and others. Focus is located at 159 Eastern Main Road, Barataria. For prayer, please call 746-0829-623-1889 or 674-0737. For the secret to a healthy soul is a renewed mind. Stay focused.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to the radio program Focus on God's Word. I'm your host and Bible teacher, Pastor Anthony Clark, and we thank God for this opportunity and privilege whereby we could enter into your homes, your cars, or wherever you're picking up the program today and share with you the living Word of God. Just before we get into the ministry of the Word, I want to take time off to share some basic information with you about ourselves. I am Pastor Anthony Clark, the pastor of Focus on God's Word Ministries, and we are temporarily located at the Radisson Hotel. We are on the first floor using the San Fernando Room every Sunday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., but shortly we will be back into our normal location at 159 Eastern Main Road in Barataria. But for the time being, we are still there. And if you have been listening to the program, it's a blessing to you. You will want to come and fellowship with us. You can connect with us at the Radisson Hotel at 9 a.m. Sunday morning and come and enjoy the ministry of the Word. If you love the teaching of the Word over the air, you will love and just enjoy being in a live session with us. We want to give you some information also so you could connect with us. You can call us at any of these two numbers, 623-1889 or 746-0829, and someone will be there to connect with you. Also, I want to share with you about another local church, because some of you may live in the Hoover area, California area, and there is the Temple of Grace, which is located in the California area, Temple of Grace in California, Hoover, and the services are 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., and the phone number is 689-3637, 689-3637. So do connect with us. We will love to have you come and fellowship with us. So the Temple of Grace in California, Hoover, the services are 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., 689-3637. All right. Now, we want to get into the Word we have been studying. We have been dealing with the subject, am I exercising real faith? And we are talking about walking by faith and not by sight. How do I know if I am exercising real faith? How do I know if I'm in faith and not in faith? Well, if I'm in faith, I cannot be in sight. And if I'm in sight, I'm not in faith. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, for we walk by faith, not by sight. So as a yardstick, if I am to check to see if I'm walking by faith, because the lesson is a question, am I exercising real faith? I have to make sure that I'm not walking by sight. If I'm walking by sight, I'm not walking by faith. And if I'm walking by faith, I cannot be walking by sight. So that is the place I have to come to. I cannot be on both sides of the fence. I could only be on one side of the fence. Now, in order to understand that, I must understand that there are two different kinds of truth. There are two different kinds of faith. And there are two different kinds of unbelief. And I need to understand the difference between the two of them, and that will help me understand if I am exercising real faith or not. Well, we covered two kinds of truth, and we began to deal with two kinds of faith. And in dealing with the two kinds of faith, we learned that there is the Thomas kind of faith, and there is the Abraham kind of faith. The Thomas kind of faith is governed purely by physical senses. So if I'm exercising real faith, if I'm trying to see which spectrum or which fence I'm on, whether I'm walking by faith or walking by sight, and I am operating in the Thomas kind of faith, I am not walking by faith, I am walking by sight. Because the Thomas kind of faith says in John chapter 20 and verse 25, unless I accept, I see the in his hands, the prints of the nails, and put my finger into the prints of the nails and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. I will not believe. So the Thomas kind of faith is totally consumed with what it can see, feel, hear, touch, taste. It walks purely by the senses. However, the Abraham kind of faith is a heart faith. It is faith which is based on what God has said. And we went into Romans 4, verse 17 to 21. And in dealing with that, we begin to bring out four things that Abraham paid attention to in order for him to walk by faith. The first one is he had God's promises. Romans 4 verse 18 says, let me read it here, Romans 4 18, it says, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. So who against hope believed in hope? And we said that one of the things Abraham did is that he walked by the information that was given to him by the Spirit of God. It says, according to that which was spoken to him, so shall thy seed be. So he acted, his actions was based on what God's word has said to him. His action was not based on what he see and feel and felt and touched. His actions were purely based on God's word. The second thing we learned is that it's found in Romans 4 verse 19. He considered not his own body. And that's important. It says, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body, now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He considered not. And what we establish is this. You have to know what to consider and what not to consider. And that's where I stop, and I want to continue and build on that, okay? You see, weak faith has things it consider and things it does not consider. I want you to get that. When you're weak in faith, it means that there are some things you are considering and there are some things you should not be considering. But you're weak in faith because apparently you're considering the wrong thing. Now, let me go back and give you a definition for the word consider. The word consider, the number one definition is to think on with care. It's not just to think on something, but to think on with care. It consumes you because you want to care for that thing that you are thinking on. And that, at times, puts you in trouble. And you say, Pastor, you want to try to tell me that things that are concerning me, I shouldn't think on with care? Not really, but I'll answer that later on as we continue to study. So when you're weak in faith, it has things that you consider and things that you do not consider. And when you're strong in faith, there are things that you consider and things that you do not consider. So here's it. Weak or strong faith is determined by what I pay attention to. Let me say that again. Weak or strong faith is determined by what we pay attention to. So according to what I pay attention to, I can be weak in faith. And according to what I pay attention to, I can be strong in faith. And one of the things Abraham did is that he learned what to consider, and he did not make mistakes with that. So if I am checking to see if I am really exercising real faith, I have to answer that question by also looking at what am I considering while I am trusting God? Am I considering what I see, or am I considering what I believe? See, let me give you an illustration here. There was a time I was believing God for I had to believe God. We were going on a family vacation, and I didn't pay attention to the passports of my two boys. And I remember while I was watching, we purchased tickets, everything, you know, I tried to do it 2 months in advance. So we purchased tickets, everything. And while I was looking at the news, the passport office closed down, and this, there was bacchanal and so forth with the union leaders and this and that. And my oldest son said, Daddy, you know, our passports expire. I said, when did that happen? And when he told me, I said, why didn't you tell me something? I'd have seen about that thing so long. So now I got caught in the middle of the drama that is taking place, and we now have to go and apply. So I said, well, let's go. We had to get it renewed. We purchased tickets already. All would be well. You see, the Bible says in Mark 11:24, whosoever shall say shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. So I said, don't worry, all is going to work out. You will get your passport. And we went, we applied, we got through, we started the process. But on the day that the applications were submitted, everybody looked at me in that place and said, you're not getting this until the next 3 months, eh? I said, what? Next 3 months? And I am supposed to travel within 2 months' time. Yeah, well, we under some crisis here. The office is only opening for a couple hours every day and it's done loads of people, this, that, the other. I said, no problem. I'll get my passports on time. They watched me. Oh, okay, don't worry. I'll get my boy's passports on time. So I continue the process. About a month after the transaction, I say, well, it's time now, because I'm believing God that I'm getting it on time. I understand what is going on. I know there are other people, but I'm going in now. So I began to go and check. So the first week, after the first month, I went to check. I was in a line with people, and they are telling everybody in front of me is being turned down. No, it's not ready. No, it's not ready. I saw families, husbands and wives watch one another and say, we had to cancel our vacation this year. We can't go anywhere. We can't get a passport. And I'm hearing all those things, but I am not considering the circumstance. So when I arrive at the counter, they say, so what are you here for? I said, I apply for something. They say, how long? I say, a month ago. They didn't even bother to look. They say, that ain't ready. I said, check, please. No, it's not ready. Say, check, please. Okay, for your sake, they check. They see me tell you it's not ready. I said, no problem. I'll come back next week. They said, no. People have been applying 3 months, 4 months in advance, and because of the crisis situation not getting through, you just do a month and you're going to say, I'll check back next week. Don't worry. So the next week, I check back. And again, I'm in a long line waiting to reach the counter, and everybody's being turned on. I watch a young lady, watch her, a senior woman, watch her, and say, listen, we had to cancel everything. We can't travel. They're not getting through. So when I reach again, she checked. Nothing is ready. She said, you're not getting this just so you know. I said, no, don't tell me no. No, it's not what I want to hear. What are my options? And she said, well, if you could come and see the big man on top and sit down and talk to them. So I said, well, you tell me no, but now you're giving me options. I said, no, I'm not going to take that route. And at the same time, that was happening, I was spending time ministering to someone. But I keep saying, I'm not moved by the situation. I'm considering not. Father, you said I can have what I see. And I declare we will have our passports on time. And I said to at that time, while seeing that over the period of time, I'm trusting God. I say, okay, this is the second week. I'm coming back by the Friday. Before the Friday, I was just told, do you know that the person you have been ministering to, you know, I'm going to the home ministering to them, that their family member has connection in the thing? I said, when you say connection, yeah, they work there. I say, oh, really? So I let them know what was going on and so forth. They say, well, I can't guarantee you, but because I work there, I will inquire and see how I can help. I say, no problem, and I continue. Then we went into the third week. Now, remember, it's 2 months, so we enter a month and 3 weeks, and nothing yet. And I keep saying, no, don't worry. So what I did, I started to get my U.S. everything for us to travel by, because I'm not considering the circumstance. By the fourth week, I had to travel out of the country to go to do ministry. And I know going and do ministry, when I come back, I only have 2 days. I said, that's good enough to get my thing. I say, boys, don't worry. Leave it up to me. I'm trusting God. All is working well. You don't worry about it. So when I came back, I went in to check. I remember I had 2 days. So I went the first day. My oldest son, it was ready. And I said, thank you very much. But the other one wasn't ready. I said, don't worry, we have one more day. When I went the second day, it was ready. Are you following me? I kept believing God that I can have what I see and it will be ready. Now, where did I learn not to consider from Abraham? He considered not his own body. Sometimes the reason why you're struggling to walk by faith and you're walking by sight is that you're putting too much care on the situation. Jesus said, which one of you in Matthew chapter 6, by taking thought and saying, can add or change his situation? What he's saying is, which one of you by worrying over your and having excessive care over your situation changes your situation. And you know that you're listening to me, there are some things you have been worrying about and considering, and you're trusting God to do it, but it seems like you're not getting the breakthrough because you're worrying and you're considering it and it is not working for you. You have to consider not. So, well, how do I practice considering not? 1 Peter 5:7, casting all my cares upon him because he careth for me. I have to cast that thing that I want to consider on him and tell him, Lord, I'm believing you and I'm putting that thing in your hand to take care. And I have a next illustration coming up. We rented for a while before we purchased our own home. And, you know, moving from one place to the next can be stressful. Well, because I knew I was renting, from the time I see months in advance, you know, you had to give it 3 months notice, I would begin to declare months in advance that moving will not be stressful for us as a family. We will acquire a place that fits within our budget in the name of the Lord Jesus. Why? Because Mark 11:23, whosoever shall say and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. And I begin to say it. And then I say, Lord, I cast this care of moving and finding a place upon you. Now, that didn't mean I didn't look in the papers. That didn't mean I didn't make calls. What that meant is that I didn't take it as a burden. I didn't worry over it. I go to sleep good and I woke up good. I did not carry the care because I cast it in his hand. And every time I think about time running down and we need to move, I remind the Lord, Lord, you said, casting all my cares upon you because you cared for me. I remind myself, self, the word of God says, casting all. And that is what kept my heart and mind in Christ Jesus. And every single time God came through for us, he promised he will never leave. He promised he will never forsake. All I need to do is trust. And that's what I did. I trust. I consider not. Now, I've seen people stressed out. Why? Because they're considering. I was trying to help somebody the other day and I had to bring them. I say, I can't help you until I bring you to the place where you stop considering. Stop considering that you wouldn't get one within your budget. Stop considering that you're knitting your budget means that you're going to get a bad area. Stop considering that God is not going to come true for you and your landlord is going to get... Stop considering all those things and open your mouth and declare you are a son of God and things are working for you. Didn't Psalm 23:6 says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow us? Well, if goodness and mercy shall follow us, expect it to follow you. Yeah, amen? So you have to understand those things. Now, let's step into step number 3, the third thing Abraham did, enabling him to walk by faith. And that's what makes his faith different to his to Thomas is this. He did not doubt the promise, but gave glory to God. He did not doubt the promise, but gave glory to God. Look at Romans 4:20, because sometimes that's what happened. God said one thing, but we doubt it. It says, he, Abraham, staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. Now, I wanted to take my time and say something here about unbelief. Unbelief is an effect. Unbelief is not a cause. Okay? Let me take my time and say that again. Unbelief is an effect. Unbelief is not a cause. You know, I think there's a verse in Proverbs 26. I can't remember if it's verse 1, but it says, the curse causeless shall not come. Simply put, means that things don't just happen. There are reasons why things happen. So he says, the curse causeless shall not come. So he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. So unbelief is caused by something. Okay? And unbelief can then create something. Watch what it said. He staggered not. Unbelief could cause you to stagger. You get me? Now, I want to read this same verse out of two translations. One, the Amplified, and then the New Living. So the same Romans 4:20. Here's what it says in the Amplified. No unbelief or distrust made him waver, doubtingly question concerning the promise of God. I hope I read that right. But he grew strong and was empowered by faith as he gave praise and glory to God. That's the Amplified. Here's what the New Living Translation says. Abraham never wavered in believing God's promise. In fact, his faith grew stronger, and in this, he brought glory to God. Now, I love the New Living Translation. I really like it. It's a beautiful translation, especially for doing daily devotional. It's really good stuff. I love King James, but outside of King James, I like the New King James and this New Living Translation. If you are a believer and you find the D's and the Dows could be a little, especially the New Testament for the New Living Translation, excellent Bible. It says, Abraham never wavered in believing God's promise. In fact, his faith grew stronger, and in this he brought glory to God. So he didn't stagger. He didn't doubt the promises of God. Now, here is the problem we have. You have to learn to doubt your doubts and believe your beliefs. Let me say that again. When you're a believer, you have to learn to doubt your doubts and you have to learn to believe your beliefs. Okay, let's deal with doubt your doubts. Say, well, Pastor, how do you mean doubt your doubts? How do I doubt my doubts? Simply, when doubt comes up, say, doubt, yes, I doubt you. You understand? Doubt your doubts. But what we do is we embrace the doubts. We go to sleep with the doubts. We wake up with the doubts. We get on the phone and call people and talk about the doubts. You understand me? And then wonder why God not coming through. No. You have to resist the doubts. You have to stop having a relationship with the doubts. You have to divorce the doubts. And that sometimes that means even divorcing some people out of your life. You have to get rid of them from you, because all they do is hang on to doubt and make doubt part of the relationship with you. And that can affect you, could cause you to walk in unbelief. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. He doubt his doubts. And you have to learn to doubt your doubts. You say, what do you do with the belief? Believe your beliefs. Amen. Yeah, believe that what you're believing will work. Oh boy, first time I put it that way and I like it. Believe that what you're believing will work. If God's word says it, you believe it, then believe what you believe, that God will confirm his word with signs following in your life. Believe what you believe will work. Doubt what you doubt and believe what you believe. Have confidence. I'm not, you have so much. Somebody going to take this statement and throw it off. I'm not saying have faith in your faith, but I'm saying have confidence in your belief. If you believe the Lord is going to come true for you, have confidence in that. Hold on to that. Amen. Hold on to that. The Lord is going to come true for you. You know that you have done everything. You know, the scriptures say, having done all to stand, you know you have done all to stand. So do an inventory and make sure you have done all to stand. And once you have done all to stand, stand therefore. Doubt your doubts, believe your belief. Abraham did that. He did not doubt the promise, which means he believed the promise. Look at Numbers 23, verse 19. It says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Had he said, and shall he not do it? Or had he spoken, and shall he not make it good? I submit to you, if he said it, he will do it. If he spoke it, he will make it good. I submit to you, if he said it, he will do it. If he has spoken it, he will make it good. So you could doubt your doubts and believe your beliefs. Hebrews 6, verse 18, it says that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, impossible for God to lie. So if it's impossible for God to lie, the only thing God could do is speak the truth. He said we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Hallelujah. Yes, man, God don't lie. If God said it, you could bank on it. There's a statement we make. I know this going internationally, but there's a statement we make in Trinidad. I say you could bet your bottom dollar. God is going to come true. Amen. two by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong, not a weak, a strong consolation. Woo, who have fled. Ooh, I could dance up and down. This thing just jumping up and down on the inside. Who have fled for refuge to lay hold. I mean, why you think they call them refuge? They're going to places so that people can lay hold on them. Amen. And give them a better hope. Amen. Well, when you turn to the Lord, David used to say it over and over, the Lord is my refuge. Hallelujah. Who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, that by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, so God cannot lie. So if God said it, you believe it, that settles it. Now let me put an extra into that. If God said it, even if you don't believe it, that settles it. Why? Because God said it, and God cannot lie. Let me say that again. We normally say God said it. I believe it. That settles it. I'm twisting this. God said it. Whether we believe it or not, that settles it. You getting me? God said it. Whether you believe it or not, that settles it. Why? Because once God said it, it is impossible for God to lie. It means it must bound to happen. That's the next phrase we use here. It must bound to happen. Why? Because God said it. Amen. Well, this has certainly been a joy sharing God's word with you. Again, I'm your host and Bible teacher, Pastor Anthony Clark, and I really thank God for this opportunity to share with you the living word of God. If you have been blessed by this program has ministered to you, you want someone to come into agreement in prayer with you, call us at any of these two numbers, 623-1889 or 746-0829, and someone will be there to connect with you. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web. Go on to fogwm.org, and this lesson should be up there. You can listen to it over and over and over and over and over. You could even download it, put it on your MP3, put it on your phone, put it on your tablet, put it on a CD, and you can listen to it over and over. You can even give it away. It's free. Amen. We just want the word of God to enter into your life and help you. Now, we want to give you an opportunity to sow generously into the radio ministry. It costs money to be on the air. And the Bible says, let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. So we have created a point of contact. So you can go to any First Citizen branch and sow a generous financial seed into Focus on God's Word radio ministry account. Account number 175-8015. 175-8015. And someone will be there to connect with you. And let us connect with you through prayer at 623-1889 or 746-0829. And you don't have to stand up in the line. You can use the fast deposit box. So you just do what you had to do, drop it in that box, and you move on. And we are grateful. Then call us and let us know. And for those of you who have been sowing, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Remember, check us out. We are temporarily located at the Radisson Hotel. Service is every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. We are on the first floor. Radisson is on Rison Road. We begin at 9 to 11. This has certainly been a joy sharing God's word with you. Be with you next week. Stay blessed. Stay strong.
Join Pastor Anthony Clark every Saturday from 8:30 p.m. for 30 minutes of life-changing, spirit-inspired teaching from the Word of God.
Focus on God's Word ministry is designed to teach you the Word of God, enabling you to live better with God, yourself, and others. Focus is located at 159 Eastern Main Road, Barataria. For prayer, please call 746-0829, 623-1889, or 674-0737. For the secret to a healthy soul is a renewed mind. Stay focused.